Hello, everybody, and welcome back to episode 24 of the Illinois Preps Podcast. I am Luke Drace from Illinois Preps Insider, www.ilprepsinsider.com, at IL Preps Insider on Twitter, here with my father once again. Hello, Dad.
Hello, Luke. Happy Sunday to everybody, but you won't be listening to this on Sunday. So
you will not, but I hope you're having a great, relaxing weekend. Nice weather.
Yep.
Comparatively. But yeah, so, man, it's been a busy couple of weeks for me.
It's a busy time of the season in terms of basketball for girls and boys. And let's get right to our newest, well, not newest.
I don't know about newest.
Our repeat state champ.
First time in 10 years, though.
First time in 10 years, the Marshall Commandos. I'm going to hold you to my promise last week of going to interview Dorothy Gators. They won again, Luke.
Yeah. It was really funny. She had a pretty funny quote after the game. She was like, yeah, it was easy to coach. I thought, well, when we had all the talent. But I don't want to say it's a down year for Marshall, but I think it's just down in general for girls basketball. It's hard, especially when a school like Marshall is losing enrollment every year, where you go from 4A to 3A to 2A. I don't know if they're ever 4A.
Well, I think they were.
At least for boys.
They were 2A years and years ago when they only had two classes.
Right.
So they were the biggest class. But the fact that they won, what number was that? Her ninth state?
Eight or nine. Yeah.
That's impressive. And she's the winningest coach in the state of Illinois history.
Yeah, it was funny. Jean Pignatore was just elected to the Hall of Fame for like one of the high school representatives. I was looking at that. I'm like, well, when's the last time he won a state title? I was just trying to think about that. I was just like, Gators probably deserves it.
I'm
probably an understatement.
I'm going to make you go interview her this spring or summer on one of your slow days.
But yeah, it was all public league final. Marshall beat Harlan for the second time this year. They beat him earlier this season, beat him again. I think Marshall were actually down in the semifinal game like 15 or something. But you know how to win.
It won't be in 4A because there's no city schools left. But I wonder if this is kind of a preview of what's going to happen in the boys in 2A, 3A, and 4A, where you have a lot of city teams there.
I don't know. Or struggled. Uplift really struggled. Who knows? That's just in 2A. But
well, we'll see.
We'll see.
All right. So let's go back. Let's recap this week. You were very busy. I was actually at quite a few of the games with you this week.
Yeah, I was like the official I've turned into the official Maine West beat reporter. That's what's happened over
That's what it feels like.
But we were at Maine East on Monday for sectionals, and that was so long ago now, it's crazy. Where Maine West beat New Trier, and then Loyola beat, this is girls by the way, and Loyola beat, who did they beat?
Maine South.
Yeah.
My goodness, we were at the game together.
Yeah, well, that wasn't a great game, the second one.
No, you know what? Maine West was down in the first one. New Trier was up in the third quarter. And I didn't get there until about the third quarter. And then they were down five when I got there. And they ended the game on I think it was a 29-10 run.
I don't even think they scored 10.
It was an unbelievable run by Maine West. When they got back in it.
Next day was even two great games between Montini and Kenwood, and probably the best game of the girls' set I've seen all season.
I did not go with you because I had a game of my own.
Yeah,
that night.
Whitney Young and Bennett was probably the best game I've seen all year. Really back and forth, high scoring. Can't remember the girl's name, but she put up 30 points in that game from Whitney, only a junior. Whitney only has one senior, and she scored 1 point. But you like the stat line. I showed it to him the other day. I think it was 12 rebounds and 6 assists.
That's a good stat line. That's a team player right there is what that is.
But so Whitney's going to be really, really good next year. That's what I've gathered this.
All juniors, all underclassmen.
All underclassmen. The freshman came on clutch in the fourth quarter, which is...
Those were two good games. You saw...
Yeah, Kenwood almost knocked off Montini. Montini had a big scare. And then they just rolled through their next sectional game against Bennett.
They just rolled.
Yep. Bolingbroke's been rolling all playoffs on the other side of things.
And then on Wednesday, you and I were both at the CSL crossover championship.
Another great game.
Another great game. Maine West came out on top.
I thought it was a... I actually thought, I'm not going to lie, I thought it would be a terrible matchup for Maine West. I just... Because that's what Maine West is, a very gritty. They're a good rebounding team. They're big. They're pretty big.
They're deceivingly big. You don't think of them as big, and they get on the court, and you realize
they
have a couple kids who are 6'6 or bigger.
Yeah, I think they have 3'6", 5 kids.
They're big. And they're physical.
I thought it was a bad matchup because New Trier is big as well. They're just as big, but, like, better. A little more skilled. But apparently not. I mean... Maine West is just tough on the boys. They're just tough, tough, tough.
Well, what I found very interesting about the game was that New Trier led for three quarters. I think they took a 6-point lead going into the last quarter. Was it three?
Yeah, they could have been. They cut it down.
They were up, and you never felt like Maine West was quite out of it. They just kind of hung around, and then. We always say this. I know that Coach Olson and I always say this. You hit three threes in a row, you can win a game with three threes in a row. And Maine West,
they couldn't miss in the
Maine
fourth
West
quarter.
Hit a couple threes in a row, and New Trier didn't have a response. New Trier didn't have a response.
God, it was Matt Kenshin again. He does this every game.
You keep saying
that's because you haven't seen him.
No,
I saw it against Highland Park. He hit the game-winning three there. It's his only points of the game. Against GBN to clinch this outright CSL North, he hit the game-winning three. That was the previous game, man. He had two big threes down in the fourth quarter the other game, and that was his only points.
He was big. He was clutch. He was definitely clutch.
He doesn't score. I'm surprised you surprised New Trier didn't go to the zone a little bit earlier. They're 1-3-1 with Brayboy at the top.
I'm surprised I didn't go sooner.
Right.
They have gone primarily man all year, but have gone to the zone at certain times, and I was kind of surprised they did not go sooner. So.
But other than that, and then another Maine West game on Thursday. So I've talked about Maine West girls. You finally get to saw them. What do you think? What is your take on
them? They are... very, very athletic. They are very, very athletic. I will tell you this. The one concern I have is they only play about six girls. They don't have much of a bench. Now, the bench has gotten a lot of time because they've blown out so many teams this year. But in these games, in these sectional games, they had a very short rotation. They had only about... I think they played seven, maybe eight girls at the most.
They played
brought a couple girls in, and it was very noticeable when they brought their bench people in. Turnover right away. One girl had two turnovers on like three possessions, and then she was out. So if they get in foul trouble of any sort, they could be hard-pressed. The other thing, though, the flip side of that is they are by far the most athletic. And what I noticed watching them is there's a certain confidence about the way that they play. They don't play scared. They come at you.
They're very aggressive.
They're not afraid to shoot threes, pull up threes. They're not afraid to go into the basket. So they do quite a bit that I would say – really puts teams at a disadvantage that I haven't seen from any other girls' team this year that I saw. So I don't know. I mean, we got some good matchups. And then that was it. You didn't go anywhere else after that.
Yeah, no, there wasn't. There's one good game on Friday, which the Uplift Northridge game. It's your boy, Will Ray.
I told him to go. I told Luke to go. He said, it's not going to be a game. I said, Northridge.
I never said that.
Northridge and
I just didn't
want
to go.
Will Ray, he do a good job, and they almost won it. I watched the end of that game on. I think you posted it on Twitter. That was a crazy end to the game.
Yeah, it was. It was nuts. But let's get into our super sectional and state final predictions
for girls
because it's all this week.
All right, let's start with 4A. 4A.
4A, 3A. Let's start with 3A. Let's wait.
3A.
Let's wait for the.
All right, 3A. Let's go to the top. We got...
this was a mistake.
What was a mistake?
Clicking on the Wi-Fi slow right now. Oh. I can't see the 3A.
Oh. All right, I got 4A.
I got 4A, too. We're going 4A.
Let's go 4A. There you go. Internet issues. All right, 4A. Montini and Bolingbrook. We're going from the top down.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Montini. Bolingbrook's been playing out of their mind recently. But here's the thing. Montini only plays zone, and Bolingbrook cannot shoot from the last game I saw him. Okay. So it's just bad matchup. If they start hitting from threes, maybe they have a chance, but they're an athletic team. They're really so if they want to win, they're going to have to get out in transition. They're going to have to score in transition all the time because they're not going to shoot over Montini.
All right. Well, it's hard to go against number one, your number one team. So I am going to also take Montini in that. The next one's interesting. It's the one downstate representative. Well, it is. It's Edwardsville versus Mother McCauley.
I use downstate as like a relative term, anything not Chicago.
Well, you
almost. You can't. Rockford's downstate.
No, it's not downstate. It's upstate. It's upstate. But let's Edwardsville and Mother McCauley. Okay, so just looking at the game, the game's in Bloomington. It's at Illinois Wesleyan. So it's trip.
Far for Edwardsville.
It's far for both of them. I mean, they're really literally meeting in on the state. I wonder if McCauley has left today. I wonder if Edwardsville left today and they're staying down there. Be interesting to know. It's an intriguing matchup only because Edwardsville hasn't played anybody from the north. And
McCauley, they struggled in sectionals and regionals too.
And McCauley is tough. They're tough. Yeah. I know from what you've seen them this year. They're going to be – that's not going to be an easy game for Edwardsville. No. It's going to be a tough out for
Edwardsville has been the number one ranked team in the AP poll all year long, which I don't put any stock in. I've looked at those rankings every week. They're bad. There's just no way to put it bluntly. They are not good. And I think that just has to do with a lot of probably more downstate writers voting in it, if I had to guess. But I just – it's different for boys because you know you have the manuals. You know you have the Centrals, the Bellevilles for boys, even Rock Island if you get a Julius Randle every once in a while. But for girls, I don't see that. I think all the best teams are in that Catholic League or – those northern, usually the MSL is pretty good too, not this year, but just those northwest suburbs, the Catholic League, and I think Mother McCauley, rather, is just, I don't know, I think they're just so much more battle-tested than Edwardsville. And I could be wrong, Edwardsville can come out and smoke them by 20, but I still like Mother McCauley.
It's hard for me to go against Mother McCauley, so I'm going to have to also take Mother McCauley. The next one, Lake Zurich and Maine West.
Played the last game of the regular season.
Yep.
Maine West won by 30. And it was 21-2 after the first quarter. And the only reason Lake Zurich scored is because Maine West let them score.
And because they had a senior.
Senior who had.
Senior night.
Right. Again, super sectionals are completely different. I don't think it's going to be a 30-point game. Lake Zurich's going to try to slow it down like they did against Warren, where it was 27-24 final. I think it's going to be a lot harder to slow Maine West down, and I think Maine West still wins by double digits, but I don't think it'll be 30 this time around.
All right. I agree with you, and I think Maine West should probably make their normal plans right now.
I won't
even be a game.
I know parents who already have their hotel rooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But we've been saying it this year. This is the Maine West team that can do it. It's the freshmen who endured that 9-19 season, who are all seniors now.
I think we don't even need to talk about it anymore.
Thank you.
Here's our lovely food from Village Inn. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
No,
I think we're good.
Yep.
No, thank you.
No, nothing.
We're actually both eating today.
Yep. More tater tots for me.
More tater tots. Yeah, I don't even think we need to talk about it.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think Maine West is down there playing Friday night at 7:15.
They do have the right attitude, though, in terms of...
Yeah, I know. You did after the interview.
They wouldn't give me anything.
They wouldn't give
you. She wouldn't give me anything. But that's the way you got to be at this time of year. It's one and done. Like, you can't mess around with these things.
Yeah, I
can say whatever I want because I'm not coaching that team, right?
But right.
They have the right attitude. And then finally,
Rockford Boylan. Boylan Catholic, should I say.
Yeah, excuse it's not me. Rockford Boylan.
It's not Rockford Boylan. Boylan Catholic in Geneva.
I like Geneva.
Again, I don't know enough about Boylan Catholic, but I'm going to go with your pick that you've seen, Geneva. And that would give us
a rematch.
A rematch of all area teams, Montini, Macaulay, they Maine West, and Geneva.
If I had to pick, if we're going based off our predictions, actually, I think I've said it all year. I said if Maine West gets another chance at Geneva, they would beat them because that was their by far their worst shooting performance
of the year.
Yeah, so they might have the chance to prove me right or wrong. So we'll see. I like a Montini Maine West final. Then who knows?
It will be a Montini. That'll be your one and two teams.
Yeah,
that'd be great. That would be great. So, well, we'll find out. We'll know by this time next week who our state champion is.
Man,
I'll have to talk about it without you, Luke.
I can't believe it's already the end of the season.
End of the season. All right, 3A. So a lot of teams we don't know, to be honest with you, in 3A.
Well, one of the sectional finals probably could have been a state title game, which is unfortunate. Richwards versus Morton.
Yep, Richwards versus Morton. So you got Richwards and Kankakee. I think Richwards rolls through that,
yep,
to be honest with you. The other one is Glenbard South and Carmel. Carmel played an awful, boring game against St. Vire, 29-23. I got to pick Glenbard South in that.
I know. Here's the reason. So a lot of people ask, why aren't there any 3A teams or why aren't there hardly any 2A teams? It's because Glenbard South is in the Super Sectionals, and they lost pretty convincingly to Trinity, who didn't even win a regional in 4A. And that's the reason why. And it wasn't even like a bad game for Glenbard South. Trinity just ran them out of the gym.
Yeah, the 3A's down in both boys and girls this year. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, 2A's better, you almost think. Yeah. But that's the reason 3A and 2A schools don't get ranked a lot. Blame Glenbard South if you like, because that's probably the one of the few. Them and NAS.
Right.
NAS is the exception to the rule, obviously. But blame Glenbard South if you don't see your team ranked in 3A or 2A.
Okay.
It kind of skewed my perception a little bit.
The next game, Bogan and Nazareth.
Yeah.
Not right down the street from Nazareth in River Forest, Concordia.
I don't think it's going to be as easy as a game for Nazareth as I first thought. I still think they win. But Bogan hasn't been playing pretty well down the stretch. So I'm still going to take Nazareth, though.
So am I. But I think Bogan's better than people think.
Yeah.
And then the last one, I have no idea. Breeze Central and Effingham.
I'm not going to lie. Never heard of either of those schools.
I've heard of both the schools. I don't know. That would be the upset. So that's 3A. So it's going to be interesting. Those games... our next Friday, well, those games are Monday. All those games are Monday that we just talked about. And then Friday and Saturday is the state championship down at Normal.
I have penciled in a Richwoods Nazareth final. And I think Richwoods, that's the one downstate team I think has solidified themselves pretty much this season. I think they're probably better than most 4A schools, to be honest. They could probably make a run in 4A. Nazareth probably could, too.
Probably could.
But. Yeah, I'm going to go with the one downstate team, Richwoods, for this.
And since you mentioned rankings, Luke, so you already mentioned it briefly. And you did put Marshall at the end of your rankings last week. You put him 20th.
It's hard-pressed for me not to put a state champion in the final rankings
if they're a state champ.
If they're from the area, yeah.
From the area. But as you said, the 1A, 2A, and 3A schools, really hard to compete with the 4A schools this year.
It is, and obviously there are exceptions like a Nazareth, but they play a 4A schedule all year round. So it's just there's a reason there's classes. Whether it should be 4, 3, or 2, that's a discussion for another day. But there's definitely, you go around the area and you know, you understand why there's a class system for high school athletics.
Right. Definitely. All right. Let's move on to the boys. Because regionals start tomorrow night.
The playing game starts tomorrow night.
The playing game starts tomorrow night.
Which, we've seen playing game teams make it to a sectional final before, so.
Yes, you have. It doesn't happen often, but you do see it occasionally.
So, and boys, I always think is more wide open than the girls.
I would agree with you on that. After watching Maine West and that, I would say, yes, I would agree with you. So, we'll skip Pekin because it's downstate. let's go to Romeoville, the Romeoville sectional. All right, Bolingbrook's the one seed.
Good friend of yours in this sectional.
I know. A friend of mine I used to teach with at my grammar school years and years ago is now at Oswego East, who is kind of a number five seed in this sectional. Has been trending up and been playing really, really well. Ryan Velazquez is our head coach. And actually, little fun fact, once took Luke to a Chicago Bulls game.
That's true.
When Luke was very, very young. I couldn't go because I think I had a basketball game and
probably
Ryan
did.
Wasn't coaching then. And I said, hey, can you take
Ryan
my son to the game?
Ryan was probably like my age when he took
me. Yeah, he probably was.
When you think about it that way, it's kind of weird.
Here's why I like them. They're playing at home.
That's a far drive for anyone. That's why he goes in the middle of nowhere.
They're playing at home in a regional.
Yeah, Joliet Central's pretty good, though, too.
I know. I mean, there's some great four or five matches. This sectional, you got some really good teams. You had Romeoville team, who you saw earlier this year, Luke, who looked really good.
Not really bad. But.
Really bad, but ended up being a sixth seed. And they got to play most likely a Lincoln Way East team to win a regional. So, yeah, this one is kind of wide open, if you ask me.
I mean, Bolingbrook should win if they're healthy, which has been a big if this year. But even when they've been healthy, they've kind of gotten knocked off by some weird teams, which you wouldn't expect. But
well, I'm gonna go with Bolingbrook, Oswego East at home. I think West Aurora gets it done, although
Andrew, that's been the team this year.
Yeah, I know. And then I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna stick as much as I don't want to. I'm gonna stick with Lincoln Way East.
Yeah, Romeoville's too hit or miss for me.
Yeah,
they can easily lose to Lincoln Way Central.
I agree.
They're such a scary team to try to. All the talent in the world, but. When you don't win, and when you haven't won, you know that from Maine East.
I know it.
It's hard to overcome that.
Very hard to overcome it. Overcome that. Jacobs, a lot of the Rockford teams will skip that one, although on the bottom, I think Jacobs and St. Charles East on the bottom of that section. So that should be a great matchup over the weekend. Let's go to the Glenbart East sectional.
Everybody's least favorite team in the state. Wheaton Warrenville South in here.
Well, I'm gonna start at the top. Naperville North. I've seen Geneva play a couple times this year.
Yeah,
that's the 8-9 matchup. I haven't seen Naperville North, but I do know about them. I got to pencil them in, and they're at home in the regional. I got to put them all the way to the regional final. Here's where I think you see a very intriguing matchup: Hinsdale South and Willowbrook. The 4-5.
There's a lot of good 4-5s.
There's a lot of good 4-5s in the state. That one, I don't know. You know, flip a coin. Now, the only thing is it's at Hinsdale South, but Willowbrook has been pretty good all year long. So I think that's another great 4-5. Below it, Glenbart, probably Naperville Central and Glenbart. I think Bennett, who has played a very tough schedule, comes out as a 2-seed. They went up at Addison Trail. And then everybody's team Wheaton Warrenville South.
It's funny. The girls and the boys play the exact same style. The girls try to hold games to 20 points as well if they could. But I mean, Wheaton-Warrenville South probably wins that regional.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of hoping we get a Naperville North, Wheaton-Warrenville South sectional rematch, just because I think it'd be hilarious, especially after the kids' quote from Naperville North.
That's right. I don't know. I think Wheaton-Warrenville South, but you know, somewhere in here we're going to be wrong.
Obviously.
Someone's going to get knocked off. All right. Lake Zurich sectional.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Where's Waukegan? Where are they at?
They're 11. Waukegan's an 11 seed. Waukegan, and they're playing in their regional.
I'm not going to lie. They probably knock off Barrington. I can see them knocking off Barrington really easily.
Yeah, well, so everybody can. They have probably, when healthy, the most talent overall from top to bottom in this sectional. But they really have struggled and not put it together.
When healthy and eligible.
Yes. Yes. So let's go to that. Lake Zurich ended up getting the number one seed.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen them a few times this year. We played them. The fact that they're the number one seed is a little bit surprising.
I do think they probably had a bad game against you.
But
I can't imagine they're 30 points worse
okay,
than
but
you guys.
Here's why this is tough. Here's why this is tough. Highland Park and Warren are 8-9. That's going to be a tough game. Lake Zurich's got to play one of those two teams. Warren, super well coached. Tough matchup. Highland Park's always a tough matchup.
Especially if you haven't seen them before.
If you haven't, I bet everyone's got tape on it. So it's a really, really tough matchup. You know what?
Thank you.
1-8 or 9. Thank you. Getting more water and pop. This is good. Anytime in that one, I could see any one of those three teams winning that regional. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, you say everybody has tape, but I think it's one of those things with Highland Park is even you can prepare against it, but it's not quite the same until you get into that situation.
Here's another 4-5 matchup. You're going to have Libertyville and Conan. Two of the single best players in Drew Peterson and Ryan Davis in the area probably going against each other.
I think who wins that regional could win the sectional. Could easily win the sectional.
I wouldn't disagree with you. On the other side, you got a 7-11 game. Palatine, the 7, has to play Waukegan at home, the 11 seed, at Waukegan. And then Barrington has been pretty good of late, they're going to have to play the winner of that game. So, I mean, that's just like the 1-8 and 9, this 2-7-11, I got to be honest, it's a coin flip. I couldn't even pick anybody.
Waukegan got such a nice draw for an 11 seed.
They sure did. They sure did.
Yeah.
They sure did. I agree. And then below that, you have Stevenson, who struggled a little bit earlier in the year, has come on of late, and then you got Buffalo Grove and Friend. We played Buffalo Grove this year. They are a hard-nosed, gritty ball club. I think of all the seeds in this one, I think Stevenson probably has the easiest route to win a regional.
Yep.
The other ones are, to me, are all kind of tough. So I think Stevenson, being a 3 seed, really kind of got an advantage over the other ones. I'll be honest with you. So
Libertyville and Conan should not be playing each other for a regional. I don't know how that worked out, but
well, you know, that's how the coaches seeded it. I would have loved to have seen the matrix on that, who voted who and where they voted, if it was how close it was, but interesting. All right. Let's go to probably the best
top eight
sectional in the state. And that's going to be the Main East sectional.
You can argue with us as you want, but you're wrong.
Well, here, I'll tell you. Since the seedings have come out, New Trier, the 2 seed, beat the 1 seed, Evanston.
By double digits.
The 3 seed, Niles North, beat the 2 seed, New Trier.
By double digits.
The 8 seed, Maine West, beat the 2 seed, New Trier. The 5 seed, Maine South, beat the 3 seed, Niles North. and you have had a bunch of games that you could argue Glenbrook North, who is the not 13 seed. Where is Glenbrook North? They're the 10 seed. They took the 3 seed Niles North to overtime.
Yeah, you were without a pretty important piece, though.
Well, we were missing a player. I agree.
Starting point guard's more than a player.
The Maine West Notre Dame matchup at 8-9, that is going to be a heck of a game for an 8-9 game.
Yeah. Notre Dame's had a down year by their standards, but still Notre Dame.
They're good. And then, I got to be honest, Evanston, that's a tough, either one of those teams, whoever
that's
wins that game.
That's a terrible matchup.
That's a terrible matchup because both Maine West and Notre Dame have big, big pieces. And the one thing about Evanston, probably their one weakness, is that although they're extremely talented with the ball and they have tremendous quickness, they're small. They're small. So,
and it's not like Maine West is slow.
No.
They're not as quick as Evanston, obviously, but they're not slow.
Going below that, we're going to go to the Maine South Regional. Loyola.
How would you like to be Loyola?
How would you be Loyola? You have a great season. You knock off a lot of top teams. You go on a little run, but you lose to Evanston right before the seedings come out, about a week and a half before the seedings come out, I think it was. And you get the 4 seed, which isn't bad, but you have to go to Maine South, which a lot of people, ourselves included, think Maine South may be one of the best teams in this sectional. I mean, they lost both games to Evanston, but one on that amazing Blake Peters shot. They had New Trier beat
twice,
blew it both times, and they beat Niles North twice. They could be the best team in here. They could be.
They really are 80-footer and a couple of free throws away from winning that CSL South.
They sure are. And the other thing, too, though, here, I got to be honest, for Maine South, this is, you know what, of all the teams
it's
in this
area,
it's probably their worst matchup because Loyola can shoot the ball so well that when Maine South sits in that zone, Loyola could literally shoot right over it. So of all the teams that it could be a 4 seed, this is an intriguing, intriguing matchup. Again, my heart says take Maine South, but I would not be surprised in the least if Loyola won this thing.
I'm going to say, we'll just keep going and I'll say when.
All right.
Then Nutria doesn't have it any easier either.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you look at the top to bottom, prospect, 20-win season, MSL East winners, undefeated season, and they have the 7th seed in the sectional. So,
And that's a terrible matchup for New Trier as well. I think it's a bad matchup.
It's a bad matchup for New Trier. I agree. It's a bad matchup for New Trier. Having played both teams twice this year, and, we played New Trier and we played Prospect twice. To see them play for a regional title, and they both should get past the teams in front of them, that's going to be another tough regional matchup. Again, but you're at New Trier, so I don't know how much that comes to play with, what the Prospect kids. New Trier can get loud. They might fill it up. It won't be the Evanston game. I don't think they're going to sell it out. But it'll be loud. It'll be filled up. See how the Prospect kids handle that. So any ideas on that one? What do you think, Luke?
I think one of 1, 2, or 3 gets knocked off.
You think one, two, or three?
Someone gets knocked off.
So you think either Evanston, New Trier, or Niles North gets knocked off?
Yeah.
In the regional final.
Yeah. I know it's vague, but, you just get that feeling, don't you? It's coming from somewhere.
We're the 3 seed, and, let's go to the last one, and we'll say, we're the 3 seed, and we're at home, most likely, if we can get past Maine East.
Fighter's not a gimme against Meadows, though,
No, Meadows, has got Max Christie. That kid's really good. I mean, he could have the game of his life and knock off Fighter. But everyone's hot team in the area is Fighter.
I don't see it.
Well, you don't. I mean,
I've seen Fighter play once this year, and it was not. Maybe it was, again, when you go only see a team once, you maybe just catch a really bad game.
Yep.
but I don't see it.
They've beaten a lot of good teams. They've beaten a lot of good teams. They're a couple good players.
I think you'll frustrate them. One, they're not big, which helps you.
Which helps us.
They're not big at all. I don't think they have great ball handlers either. They have one really good one, and then other than that, so I think it's a better matchup for you than playing Prospect a third time.
I would agree with you. I was kind of happy when the seedings came out that we had Vider, not Prospect, for a third time.
Yeah.
Tough to beat a team three times. Here's the one thing weird about this sectional. It would not surprise me in the least if you saw an 8-5, 7-6 win this thing and everybody getting knocked off. With that being said, I think the CSL South is, although everyone said it's a great conference, I don't think they understand how tough it was this year. And
right, so when you go outside of the conference, like when you played like Zurich, for example.
Right, right. So I don't think people realize how tough it is. It also wouldn't surprise me to see 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-4, 1-2-3-5, whoever in that Loyola made up, also get win regionals. So, and this one could go either way. I think from top to bottom, you have probably the top nine teams, and going all the way to Notre Dame, are better than any top nine in any sectional from top to bottom.
Easily. And if Maine West gets to a sectional, they'll have a home sectional pretty much at Maine East.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we haven't, having coached at Maine East and having still coached volleyball at Maine East.
That's true.
I kind of think I have an advantage too. So, but, it's an advantage for you maybe as a coach. I don't think the kids see it as an advantage because they don't play there all the time. So that's by far the toughest sectional. The next one was Simeon. Knowing you saw Simeon.
I think they're beatable, I've seen just them. Not in this sectional.
I don't know who's going to beat them, but it's nobody in this sectional.
No.
I mean, the next best team is Marist, and I just don't see that happening. I don't see Marist knocking off Simeon in this thing. All the other ones, Oakland and Flo's.
HF
on the bottom.
HF's been having a really nice end of the year.
I think what's going to be, I'll tell you what's going to be the 4-5 again. And you said it earlier, Brother Rice and Kenwood. Kenwood's finally healthy. They could knock off Brother Rice. But then what's your prize for winning that regional is you get to play Simeon in the first sectional game. So good luck with that. So even if you win your regional, you're kind of got an awful matchup. If we skip down to the Riverside Brookfield sectional, this is a little more intriguing than the Simeon one, the Thornton one. I think Curie, who plays at home for a regional, I think York and Riverside Brookfield, I don't think they stand a chance of beating them.
Nope.
Fenwick, Proviso East. Fenwick's played one of the toughest schedules around. Proviso East has struggled a little bit this year. Who knows in that one?
I'm not sold on Fenwick.
Another four. I know you're not. But that's another 4-5. Another great 4-5 matchup. Whitney Young showed you a lot at the end of the year. And that's in the St. Joe's. But they're going to have to beat St. Joe's, probably St. Joe's at home, if St. Joe's can get past St. Ignatius.
Yeah.
Which I think they probably can, but here's the one thing. I think Whitney Young has been battle-tested because they've also played a very tough schedule. I don't think that playing at St. Joe's is going to be very difficult for them at all.
No.
At all. And then, who knows with Oak Park, River Forest, and Lincoln Park.
Those are the two biggest unknowns. They're the two biggest unknowns in this section, probably in the entire tournament. Neither play defense.
Right.
So, and Lincoln Park could easily lose to Lane if they have a bad night.
Right. Who knows? I mean, someone's going to win this regional, and it's at Lane, actually. It's at Lane. Someone's going to win this regional at Lane, and I don't like either of those teams. Oak Park, River Forest, and Lincoln Park. I mean, they had moments, but then they just kind of both kind of dropped off the face of the map.
Yeah, they're not under the radar anymore.
No. So those are the sectional matchups, and it's going to be interesting. I will talk about that next week when Luke's not here. The final winners. It'll be interesting to see that. And then, last night. Let's talk about what we did last night, Luke.
Went out for my mother's birthday?
Yes, we did go out for your mother's birthday. We did. We did go out for Luke's mother's birthday. We had a very nice dinner. We came home afterwards, and we watched Shot in the Dark, which is a documentary about Orr basketball in 2012 and 13 and 2013 and 14.
Yeah.
Very interesting. I thought it was extremely well shot. I think you and I both were surprised at some of the video that they got, some of the in-house video and in-street video, how interesting that was. The one take that I had from the whole thing was how difficult it is to be an inner city coach at a place like Orr, because you just can't coach. It's just not about basketball. You would love for it to be about basketball, but there's so many other factors in terms of just keeping your kids safe and getting them to the games safely and making good decisions that you can't even... There's so much you have to worry about other than basketball. Coach Adams, like, you know, they showed him in his heart doctor. The poor guy looked worn out almost every time they put him on camera.
Yeah. You taught at Orr for a little bit.
Yeah, for about 4 months. It was one of the worst. It was back in the 1990s, early 90s, early 90s. It was one of the worst teaching experiences in my entire life. In fact, it was so bad that I had to quit teaching in December of that year because I just could not deal with it at Orr. Now, that being said, different administration all the way through, Orr's a different place in terms of the school right now, but the area really has not changed that much. So what they're doing there is quite amazing.
It's a pretty honest portrayal. I think that was my biggest take too. They didn't try to hide anything, did they? They didn't try to sugarcoat anything.
I don't think they tried to sugarcoat anything at all. I thought it was a very honest portrayal, to be honest with you. I thought it was a very honest portrayal. So it just kind of goes to show you how difficult it is to be a successful city coach, especially at a place like Orr.
And how lucky me. Like, we grew up in the city, both of us. In the city, in Chicago. But
I didn't grow up in that
neighborhood. Nothing like that.
I grew up on the north side, and it was very, very different from what's out there. Any coach who coaches out at those places, they deserve a raise. I'll be honest with you. They deserve a raise just for what they have to deal with.
And even in my case, like, I've been down to the south side this year, and Hyde Park and down Chicago State, they're fine. Like, in comparison to the west side, like Garfield Park, Inglewood, it's just... You can't compare. Even the South Side isn't quite like that.
No, you know what I thought was interesting? Coach Adams at one point in the show said, "I'm going to retire after this year." And obviously we know he's still coaching now. And I was like, "No, you're not." He said that. And I was like, "He's not going to retire." And I said, "He's not retiring." And sure enough, that was the last thing, and they put up the screen. Coach Adams is still not retired.
It's because you hear that every year.
Yeah, I hear that every coach at every school at the end of the season says, "I'm retiring," because it's just...
Done.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm retiring. I know. It's kind of funny. I think every coach probably says it at some point during the year. "I'm quitting after this year," because it is difficult. It's a long, long season. Longest season of all of them. All right. Well, let's talk about this next week, Luke.
Yeah.
Luke will not be here. Luke's leaving town tomorrow. Luke, where are you going? Why won't you be here, Luke? Tell us.
A little more than leaving town. I'm going to be out of the country for a week. I'll be in the lovely city of London, London town, for about 10 days. It's my graduation, which just happened to fall in the worst possible time for
sports coverage.
Yeah.
Covered high school sports coverage. Yeah.
But since high school sports aren't a thing in across the pond, but it's fine. I'll be back.
You'll be back 10 days. So you're going to miss. It's hard for me to even say this. You followed girls all year long. You do the rankings each week, and you're going to miss the 3A and 4A state championships this week.
Yeah, especially since there's going to be like two or three area schools.
Two or three area schools that you have covered extensively this year. And then you're going to miss the first regional games and the first.
I'm going to miss the first. Yeah, I'm going to miss the sectional.
Boys sectional games.
Yeah.
But you'll be back for the sectional finals.
Be back for boys sectionals.
The finals, though, the Friday
finals,
night.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate because I like regionals way more. And I like sectional semis way more. I don't know why. Just less stressful. Yeah, it's hard. I don't know how players do it because I'm watching those games with no, like, with, like, no dog in the fight. And I'm just like, this is stressing me out. And I have no, like, rooting interest at all.
That was... It was one of the funny parts between the Loyola and Maine West girls this week on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday or Thursday?
Thursday?
It was Thursday. When we went to the game, we're sitting up in the balcony at Maine East, and Luke, as a reporter, was excited about the game and not cheering for either team, but he was just like a little nervous covering the game. You would have made a terrible coach. You would have made a terrible basketball coach, I got to tell you. It would have been awful.
Coached volleyball for a year. It wasn't great, was it?
No, but you would have been a terrible coach. So next week, we're going to try to put the podcast out. I'm looking for someone to do the podcast with. I have a couple thoughts. We'll find out for certain next week. And then
I'm scared of what I'm going to have to edit if it's you and Todd. Just you and Todd. Do a lot of editing.
Todd, what do you mean a lot of editing? We're going to be very good.
I edit a lot. I edit all the time when he's on.
Okay. He doesn't. It's not like he swears or anything.
No.
We'll come up with something. Well, have a good trip. Have a great trip.
Thank you.
Be safe. Enjoy your graduation. I would love to have gone to that graduation for my son, but unfortunately, it's a really bad time for a coach, assistant coach, so I have to do my regional thing. So you're on your own, Luke.
Yep.
You're on your own. That's it.
Yeah, thank you again for listening. I am Luke Trace from Illinois Preps Insider, www.ilprepsinsider.com, at ilprepsinsider on Twitter. I will see you in 2 weeks, but thank you for listening.
Thank you. Have a good week, everyone.